The Evolution of Charlie Kay by Richard Nye, read by Sebastian Abineri. Part 1. Torrey Village. Chapter 1. Squatting in the shade of his uncle's hut, Charlie Kikira was sweating from the exertion of helping repair its roof of plaited leaves. At his side, wizened Uncle Paru was talking of his hopes. "Charlie, perhaps one day my hut will have an iron roof, like those we've seen at some of the big villages. I am getting too old for this work." Charlie listened patiently to this favourite topic of his uncle. He was about to reply, when suddenly the hot still air carried a shout of, "Hey, Charlie!" It was the voice of his boss, Patrol Officer Bruce Peterson. Charlie rose to run across the dusty, tree-lined compound. A few minutes later, standing before Bruce's desk, a breathless Charlie looked at his boss in disbelief. Anxiety gripped him as he wondered if he'd heard correctly. He knew that white men were prone to making strange, irrational decisions, but this one took some beating. "Tomorrow we'll visit the Hulwari," Bruce had said. He didn't actually say these words, but "Tumora me tupela lukim halwari." Bruce had been using Pidgin English or Tok Pisin. Charlie understood perfectly, but did not immediately respond. So Bruce repeated himself. "Yes, master," said Charlie, who deemed it best to humour his Kiap boss. In Papua New Guinea, a patrol officer was usually referred to as a Kiap. What Charlie did not know at that moment was that Bruce had earlier taken a radio call from his boss, the DC, in neighbouring Koroba. A district commissioner was generally referred to as a DC. The call had been an instruction to report on a rumour that the bloodthirsty Hulwari tribe had got new axes and killed some members of a neighbouring tribe. Visiting the Hulwari, famed for their terrifying wigs and cannibalistic rituals, was considered by villagers of the relatively peaceful Torrey tribe to be an act of foolhardiness at the best of times. Now was just about the worst of times, since a Torrey villager had only last week inadvertently come into possession of a stray pig, without considering that it might be Hulwari property. The man could not believe his good fortune, and had promptly slaughtered it for his hungry family. As it happened, this nomadic pig belonged to the chief Hulwari wigman, and was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?